Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
And here she is. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, television journalist, news anchor, and your host and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay, is also joining me this evening. Michael, how has your day been going, my friend? Well,
so
I think
sorry,
Michael
it's been
Kay...
going good. I'm having a little bit of a thunderstorm here, so can you hear me now?
Yes, you're good. So I was asking, how has your day been going?
It was good. It was absolutely good. Like I said, we just stayed out of the rain and did a little house cleaning, so it was quite enjoyable. How was yours?
Well, very, very good. You know, we've been working on our new logos for the show. And, in fact, not only the logos, but we've been working on a lot of new things for At Home with Victoria. We're always trying to up our game and also make the show interesting. And many of you probably have heard a new voice for our open, and we're going to have the opportunity to interview Bill Lee. He is the man behind the voice, and he is joining us on At Home with Victoria. You probably heard Bill's voice on, oh, my goodness, Michael Kay, many commercials, and he's just a voiceover guy, so I'm going to let him talk a little bit about that. Hey, Bill Lee, thanks for being here, and we love your work and our new voiceover.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here, and I'm pleased that you allow me to do some voice work for you. I love what I do. I've been doing it all my life, and it's great to be here.
Well, listen, you had mentioned that you love doing this and you've been doing this all of your life. So, well, first of all, did you always know, because you always had this incredible voice, that this was sort of what God wanted you to do and this is what you wanted to do, or did you come into it late in life?
Well, like most good things, it found me. I didn't find it. I was in eighth grade in choir, 56 students in there, mixed choir, and we're all singing. And the choir teacher stopped us and said, "Someone's too low. Start that over." So we did it over, and I'm laughing to myself thinking, someone's about to get embarrassed. And we started it again, and she said, "Bill, come down to the piano." And so I went down to the piano, and she had me hum a couple of lines, and she goes, "Congratulations, you're a bass." So it was a wonderful transition. I found it in choir, my low voice, and it really happened. It seems like overnight there wasn't that awkward period, and then about a year later, I got into radio. My dad owned stations. I grew up in a radio family. So I got started at 14, and I thought when he asked me one night if I wanted to fill in, I said, sure, I'll go, you know, see what I can do with this. And mm-hmm. I knew within a year of being 15 years old what I wanted to do for my career. And 32 years later, I've been on the air in big cities, small cities, and love the DJ life and the voiceover life. And it's something that I consider fun and not work. So, really, I don't think I've worked a day in my life.
That's absolutely wonderful. And I think on this part of the conversation, I'm going to bring entertainment co-host Michael Kay into it, because, Bill, something that I later learned about Michael Kay that I didn't know before he became producer and then entertainment co-host on my show was that he always had a love for radio and wanted to be a radio disc jockey. Michael Kay, is that not correct?
Yeah, it was, actually. I was trying to get out of hair a while back, about 10 years ago, and I took an aptitude test at a Vancouver radio school where you'd had to write your own copy, you did a demo reel and everything, and I actually got in to the school itself, and then I was also offered the position of general manager up here in Pennsylvania. So I ended up taking the management position, so now I get to fulfill my radio childhood all over again. Lose my virginity on Blog Talk.
Now, Bill, why do you think why do you think so many people, because it's interesting, because even in my career as a TV journalist and news anchor, I can always tell you, it's like no matter where I go, if I was out on a live story or, you know, reporting on an event, or somebody would sort of see me in the grocery store from a billboard, and people would always come up to me and say, oh, I've always wanted to do radio, I've always wanted to do television. Bill, do you think it's this sort of like a fascination with it, you think?
I think you're exactly right. And because it is in the public eye, And you do have people come up to you. I've had them, even though I'm on the radio, I'm not seen, I'm heard, and I've had people say, I know that voice. And one lady one time, she said, you know, you ought to be on the radio. And I said, you know, I keep hearing that. I'm going to have to check into that. And so it's neat. And we get to play the music. I love music. I'm a musician. And so I get to play the songs on the radio here in Mount Pleasant, Texas, about 3 hours east of Dallas. I play the music from the 70s that just moves my soul, the music I grew up listening to. And it's really not for the attention, because at times I can be shy about it. It's my job. It's like diving off the high dive. I keep doing it because I know how. But attention isn't the first reason I do it. It's just I know that this is what God wants me to do, and I'm just thankful I was smart enough to figure that out early on.
Well, I can certainly say that I am very, very happy, because somehow you ended up inside my inbox on Blog Talk Radio, and once we kind of connected back and forth, and you talked about doing the voiceovers, and I took you up on your offer, and there, I think it was probably the next day, Michael Kay and all of our listeners in my inbox, they got two audio tracks and that Bill had promised. And Bill, I have to tell you, I remember, actually I was in Washington, D.C., and I was sitting in my bedroom at my mom's house. I call it my bedroom, but it's basically her grandkids' room now. I can't give up the claim that it's my room, so I still say it's my room. But if you have grandkids, I'm sure you understand how that goes. But anyway, I was so super excited, and it was probably about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and all I wanted to do was to call Michael Kay and to wake him up and say, oh, my gosh, you've got to listen. This is awesome. So I sent it to him via email, and Michael gets up early in the morning, so he had the opportunity to listen, and we were just so, so giddy. And then I sent a copy to my sister, and my sister is sort of your average person. She's a school administrator. She doesn't know, you know, much about television and our industry and all that stuff. And I remember she emailed me back in a really big letter. She goes, OMG, OMG, OMG. She goes, this is fantastic. Who is that person? So I knew that if she was excited about it, and she's sort of your average person, that all of my listeners, fans, and even new people to the show would just simply love it. Michael Kay, you were pretty excited about it when you heard it, weren't you?
I was absolutely excited. I mean, I love the one from Shelley Rand, too. I love having a male voice as well. But, you know, I did recognize that voice from commercials and a few other places, too. The Discovery Channel, is that possible? I've heard you on there.
I have done some stuff there, and I've gotten to a point where it's hard to remember everything I've done. There was a time where I could list everything I've done, and in about 20 seconds. So I love the bigger jobs like that. As a voice guy, it's a feather in your hat to have said you've done national work. And I love the narrations and the documentaries and stuff like that. And the Bigfoot Sasquatch mystery is a near and dear to my heart passion. And that's my goal, is to one day be able to narrate something about a great mystery to many, what is considered a joke to others, and that kind of thing. So.
Very, very cool. Well, you know, one thing that I believe, and I know for sure Michael Kay believes that, I believe for the mere fact that you spoke it and you put it out there in the universe, it's going to happen. Don't you think so, Michael Kay?
Oh, absolutely. And I totally believe the part of everything finding you. Tell us a little bit about your band, Bill. I'm interested to hear more about that.
Well, I just joined a band in a town about an hour from here, Texarkana, Texas, and when I moved there to be with my girlfriend, I'd played in bands all my life, and I thought, you know, it's time to find a band. And so I met up with a girl and three guys, and we have a ball. We played our first gig at Fat Jack's this last Saturday night. The crowd went wild. We had a good time, and I play a bass guitar, and I got into the bass guitar about a year before I got into radio. So I feel so blessed that the good Lord gave me the talents that he's given me, whether it's musical or voice, through my parents, and it would be a feather in my hat to be able to just have one of those two talents, but to be equally adept at playing music as I am voicing projects, I feel like, and sometimes I feel guilty. It's like, God, why did you give me this? There's, you know, and other people have gifts too. We all have gifts from God, but I'm especially proud of of being able to play in a band and get up there on stage. And I don't do a lot of talking on stage because that's during the day. When I hit the stage at night, I like to separate the voice work from the music. Mm-hmm. And so, plus, if they put a mic in front of me, I might not shut up. So
I know how that is.
Yeah, so I love playing the bass guitar. I love classic rock. In fact, I'm going to pick up the bass after the appearance on the show here and plink around a little bit. And when I pick up that bass and I play to the music or just play to myself, I'm taken to a world where there are no worries, there are no cares, and music is, we all love music, whether you play it or listen to it, we all love music, and I feel very blessed.
And you're right about that with music, because I can certainly speak for myself. If I'm having sort of a bad day or something is not going right, literally all I have to do, Bill and Michael Kay, is to grab my iPod and put that and have that music in my ear, and it completely just will put a smile on my face or change my entire mood and attitude instantly. And I can definitely say music is one thing that changes my spirit and attitude instantly. It's music.
It does. It soothes the savage beast. And I try to remember that on the morning show when I'm doing my shows, when I think I might want to talk for 2 minutes about this or that. I think, you know, you cannot go wrong by playing another great song, perhaps, Starbuck, Moonlight Feels Right, or one of those great songs from Chicago from the 70s. And music is awesome. We're blessed as humans to have the joys that we do have in life. I have to rate music as one of my top five.
And I would also say, speaking of being blessed, Michael Kay and I are certainly happy and blessed that you made your way to our lives, because, you know, a lot of times when we have shows, I'm always sort of thinking, you know, our shows are always at 8 o'clock at night, and throughout the day, I'm always sort of thinking in my head about what we're going to talk about, and Michael Kay does a fantastic job of, you know, researching the information. He drops it in my inbox, and I kind of look at it. And one thing that I was actually thinking about with the advent of technology, you know, blog talk radio, so you've got all these opportunities for even someone like myself who's been a news anchor for 17 years, that now I can run my own ship and I can do my own show. But, you know, with that comes expenses. Billy and Michael Kay, you guys know that it costs a lot of money to have people to do voiceover. So, Bill, I just wanted to say, I really believe that it was God that sent you to my inbox, because Michael Kay and I are always talking about, you know, how we can better the show. Michael and Kay and I, we make no money doing this. We do this because we enjoy it. I love being a journalist. Michael Kay loves entertainment stuff, and we do it out of the goodness of our heart. And it's kind of our way to give back to society and to use our talents, you know, to help. So we were always talking about, man, we want to do this, we want to do that. And then, when you sit down and you think about the cost of what it costs for people to do that. So I just really want to thank you, because there are probably so many people out there, you know, who have their own shows, who want to make it professional, but, you know, they can't go to your professional voiceover or voice person like you and pay the big bucks that the Discovery or TLC and Bravo and those other channels actually pay. Wouldn't you say so, Michael Kay?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and take us back to the chat room, too. I want to thank Amy Vodders, the girl, guest 13601. And a question from the chat, Bill, is, are you able to do your voiceover work from home, or do you still have to go into the studio to do that? Good question.
Very good question, and I'm amazed at the technology that I have at my disposal. I did some voice jobs here today out of the home, and for the price of a computer with a good sound card, a $500 audio console, and a $400 mic, you can record voiceovers out of your home that are studio quality. It doesn't cost a lot. And in the old days, you had to go back down to the radio station, put it on a reel-to-reel tape, send it FedEx overnight. Nowadays, I get off at noon, come home, take a nap, rest the voice, get up and do the jobs that are waiting. And it's the most amazing feeling, because I can be there in a pair of shorts, and nobody knows when they listen to that audio that I was just in a pair of shorts. And to be able to do it out of your home gives you a relaxed atmosphere. You don't have the distractions of a salesperson coming in saying, hurry, 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 where's that spot? I asked 10 minutes ago, you know, that kind of thing. So to be able to record out of the home is the neatest thing, although the neighbor mowing the lawn or the train blowing its horn as it did earlier, it doesn't take much to stop me in the middle of a really good read, and I have to wait for the train to go by or the dog to stop barking, but it's awesome. You can do it out of the home and then some.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. It's funny. It's funny when you mentioned about the dog barking or a train going by, because there have been numerous times when we have been on the air, and I have to put my dog Abby, who's a yellow lab, inside her room, because sometimes when she's in there with me as we're live, she wants me to play and scratch her stomach. So I've learned that I have to just go ahead and put her away and kind of be like, okay, Abby, I'm going to have to take
yeah.
this lady, but Mommy has to focus on the show now, so I can't play with you now. So that was funny when you said that, because I certainly can identify with that. And again, if those of you that are just joining us for the first time, on At Home with Victoria tonight is Bill Lee. He is a professional announcer and voice actor. You've heard Bill, my goodness, I'm sure, on many, many commercials, videos, sporting events, professional videos, and many, many more. And also, he has a show there in what's the area in Texas, Bill? Billy, where you are?
It's Mount Pleasant, which is an hour west of Texarkana, which is on the Texas-Arkansas border, and then I'm 3 hours east of Dallas. It's really a small market of 14,000 people, and I've done the major market thing in Dallas on the air there. And my hometown mm-hmm. is about 4,000 people, and so radio has changed a lot over the years, and most will say not for the better. Consolidation means fewer DJs,
yeah.
DJs who sound like they're there, but they're not. And so to be able to go in each morning and do a live show in a town of 14,000 people where my boss works 30 miles away and I only see him once a week is wonderful.
I know you love that, right?
Yes, yes.
And you know, I was when you mentioned that, radio has changed, and of course I'm in the television news side of it, but I have many, many friends that are in the radio business. And I remember, I want to say it was probably about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, when all of my friends in radio were really, really, really getting laid off, and they were losing their jobs as a result of what you said. There were so many stations around the country that were consolidating. So a long time ago, you know, like in every single major city in the U.S., everybody sort of had their own person or radio personality. And then it got to be so, you know, a station owner may own, like, you know, five cities in the markets, and they would have one person, and they will loop it around to all of those cities. So there were so many people within the broadcast industry that did really get laid off as a result of that. So I remember vividly many of my friends in radio going through that. Now, the flip side of that is that I know many of them, sort of like me, they do their own shows now, and they're able to generate their own revenue. So it was kind of good and bad, so to speak.
It's been a challenging time. I started in 78 where it was analog, reel-to-reel tapes, cart machines, teletype machines, and to see it, technologically speaking, it's wonderful. I can go voice track a show where I can see the music log for a five-hour show and record just the talk breaks and insert them and be done with a five-hour show in 30 minutes, which means I don't have to be there on the weekend. But at the same time, it means now that each station might have one live DJ, and that's put an awful lot of good people out of work. And it's I can't complain. I have to say, you know, you roll with the flow or find something else, and thank God voiceovers got inside my love bug 15 years ago. And so I started building that business on the side while I was a DJ. So when all this started, I thought, that's just fine. I'm trying to get out anyway. So
right.
Being my own boss is absolutely amazing. It's all on you. You can't blame anybody else. And
yeah.
if you just work hard and keep trying, as long as you try, I tell everybody who's listening, whatever you do in life, always try, so you don't have to look back and say, if I would have just tried a little harder.
Yeah, absolutely. Good word, Michael K. Good word.
Absolutely. Bill, going to go back to the chat room here from Annette from Arizona. We kind of touched on this before, but Bill, was this your dream through high school, or how did this happen to you? I know you said it was a calling to you, but throughout high school and stuff, were you involved in the high school radio? Did your school have that kind of an offer or an opportunity for you?
The only thing the high school had, they didn't have a station, but they had a program called distributive education, where if you had a job, you could go to school half a day. And I remember thinking, this is great. I'm in radio, and because of that, I don't have to go to school all day. I just had math, English, in government, and because I got into radio as a result of being and growing up in a radio family, I got a start at 14 years old, had to be driven to work. I couldn't even drive home or to work. And so by the time I graduated, I've known for 5 years what I wanted to do for a living. And school, to me, was something just to be completed, to get out of the way so I could get on with my professional life. And so I knew it was what I was meant to do. And for those who struggle with, do I, you know, with what to do with their professional lives, it's a blessing to know early on what you want to do and not have a job where you might be paid well, but you don't like it.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you on that, because I remember when I was in high school, I wanted to be an air traffic controller. And then quickly, I don't remember what it was that changed me from that, but then I decided I loved news and information. And growing up in D.C., you know, that being the place where everybody in the world wanted to come to, I always realized that D.C. was a pretty special place, at least in my mind it was. Some others today may not say so, but I thought it was a pretty special place. And I thought, well, I sort of like talking to people and interviewing people. So it the same worked for me. So I was one of those people that also knew kind of fairly early on that that's what I wanted to do. So then it was just a matter of mapping a course to make that happen for me in my life. And my first big break as an intern was with Ted Koppel at ABC News. So
oh,
I was
wow.
There. Yeah, yeah. And Billy, you know, back in the day, Ted Koppel was huge. He was really big.
Yes, yes. I love the big TV. As a radio guy, I won't get that excited when I hear one of my spots on the radio. I might even turn the channel because I've heard it a thousand times. But if something I do runs on TV, I'll stop the family and say, hey, come here, look, Daddy's on TV. And in fact, I was going to offer to do a little live promo. Now, Victoria, do you still work on television in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I do freelance television at different places right now. But the last place that I worked full-time on TV was at WMAR in Baltimore, Maryland. It's an ABC affiliate.
Okay. Well, I was going to do we have 30 seconds for a quick promo here?
Yeah.
Ad-libbing is one of my specialties, and I love thinking off the top of my head. And I told myself I was going to put my neck on the line and ad-lib a little promo featuring you as a news reporter if we had 30 seconds.
Wonderful.
Please do. Go right ahead.
Okay. Here we go. This is off the top of my head, unprepared, unrehearsed. Here we go. Bigfoot was spotted walking around Washington, D.C. tonight. Our very own Victoria Gaither is on the scene. Details coming up at 10 o'clock on News Center 7 WASH.
I love it. Yay.
I want one.
Okay,
you
got to
do me,
one
do
for
me.
Michael K. now.
Okay, here's one from Michael. Give me, in a couple of words, what's one of your favorite topics, subjects?
Arts and entertainment, film, music, yada, yada.
Arts and entertainment, okay. Let's see. The Arts and Entertainment Society of Washington, D.C. and its branch in Pennsylvania is going to be having an exhibit this weekend. It's Saturday from 11 to 5, Sunday noon to 6. Hurry, 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 while supplies last. Offer available everywhere except Alaska and Hawaii. Our very own entertainment correspondent, Michael Kay, will be broadcasting live on scene, giving away cheesy tickets to something you probably didn't want to be at in the first place. But come on out and see Michael, because he's my kind of guy.
I love it.
Clapping. That was fantastic.
Bill, hey, Billy, you know, Mike, maybe you can help us with this. Michael Kay and I have been trying forever to find a sound cart that we can push and the person claps. There's like a lot of cheering and clapping in the back. So if we had one of those, we would push that button for you right now, because that was awesome.
Oh, I'd be happy to do that. In fact, if I can remember, I'll email you some applause. We have sound effects CDs at the station, and applause and laughter is one of the most common. And I'll make myself jot down a little note when I get off the air to get that captured tomorrow. I think I even have a CD here at the house, but I'll email you applause and that kind of thing. So whenever you want to push that button, well, you'll have it right there.
Yeah, we
cool
have
beans. That'd be great.
Yeah, we have all we've always wanted a special button like that for us to push to make that happen. So, my goodness, that was absolutely wonderful. And listen, if any of the hosts on BTR or any other folks are out there and they're interested in your services and just kind of following you and learning more about you, can they email you, or how can they follow you and get in touch with you?
Sure. My website is billlee.net, B-I-L-L-L-E-E, and my email is bill@billlee.net. So whether it's narrating a wedding or a tribute to mom or dad, a video that I might accompany through narrating, or a corporate presentation, a commercial, anything you want said in a smooth, professional manner. And there are a lot of good people out there. I'm honored that you'd allow me to come on, Victoria. I wanted to make sure I got that in. I'd definitely be available and be happy to work with anybody.
Oh, my goodness. I think I certainly speak for Michael Kay and myself. We have had a ball, and I must say, I'll let Michael speak for himself, but my favorite highlight was when you did the news thing. What about you, Michael Kay?
Just hearing other professionals do it. Absolutely. I loved every part of it, Bill. I want to thank you so much. And again, kudos for finding your life's purpose, and thanks for sharing everything with our listeners and everything. But a huge congratulations. Congrats on the band. Please,
yes.
Please do keep us in touch with what's going on, where we can promote you, and get the word out down your way in Mount Pleasant, Texas. But I do thank you, and I respect you so much. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, thank you. Thank you both, and to the listeners, God bless every one of you. Follow your dreams, and don't give up. Just keep trying.
I think that is
great.
Wonderful. Thanks. Bill, thank you so much. And everyone, that's
have a great night, buddy.
Voiceover announcer Bill Lee, who was joining us. So he's also on Facebook, Michael Kay, by the way. So if you're interested in learning more about him or listening to his work or knowing if you've heard him, I'm pretty sure 100% all of you guys have. So just follow him on Facebook. Was that not a treat?
Yeah, it was a treat, absolutely. You can also find Bill at www.billlee.net. But, yeah, I'm really happy to hear that everything's done out of the house now. All you need is a computer and a really good mic, and you don't have to leave the comfort of your own home to do what you love.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right on that. But I think one thing that really struck me about Bill that was really, really, I think, more important to me than anything is that he is actually – taking his talent and his time to kind of go out of the box and to reach out to other people, you know, like ourselves and other hosts and folks out there that think that they can't afford a professional voiceover announcer. And like you said, if you've got a wedding, if you've got a special event where you need an audio track for mom and dad for an anniversary. So that's, I think, is what is so cool. Because I've got to tell you, I've been in a journalist and in TV forever, my whole life and career. I don't know, Michael Kay, too many people like him that come along and say, hey, I'll go ahead and do that for you and also work with you on a price. That's just unheard. I don't know many people that will do that. So I'll just say
no,
that
absolutely.
And leave it at that.
No, and to do it so quickly, what did you get, a 24-hour turnaround of that? Mostly,
yeah.
That'll take a week and a half to get that quality in, so pardon me. Yeah, I'm floored, and, thank God, maybe we could maybe we can do some radio voiceovers. Why not? We'll just get a really expensive microphone and talk like Mr. Bill Lee.
I think we should leave that up to Bill Lee.
Probably, that's a good idea.
Yeah, actually... You kind of sounded okay, but I don't know, Michael Kay. I love you, and I think you do your job 100%. But I think we should leave that up to Bill Lee. and I'm saying that, and even people tell me that I have a pretty awesome voice, but it's nothing like a Bill Lee voice. So I think I'm going to leave that on up to him. So we just want to thank Bill so much for taking the time to come on the show, and pretty much, Michael Kay, anyone who comes on our show one time, they always come back. So you best believe that. We'll continue to keep in touch with him and hear all the good things that he has going on. So who do we have coming up next? We've got a comedian
we do have Sean coming up, and I do have a 410 number here, and she is calling in from Maryland. So let's give it a try. You're talking
bring
to an old Victoria. Is this Sean?
Yes, it is.
Sean!
Hello, darling. So sorry to keep you waiting.
I know. I was really intrigued with Bill. I'm on the chat room like, wow, let me clear my voice. you know, I need some mitts or something so I could sound like Bill. It was so exciting.
Well, listen, Sean, I'm telling you, you heard his voice, and he does wonderful work. Don't think that you can't afford him, so you heard it on At Home with Victoria. If you call him or talk to him and you're looking for somebody to do some voice tracks, I'm telling you, that's your man. If a Discovery Channel and TLC and Bravo can use him, then surely we can, right?
Absolutely. I loved it. Thank you guys so much for having me. Hi.
Glad to have you, Sean.
Michael Kay put some of your video on Facebook today, and that was really the first time, Sean, that I had the opportunity to look at it because I've been running around, and Michael is so good at doing all that stuff. Now I can finally say, you are funny.
That's good. That's good. Thank you so
much. Have you always been funny?
You know, I'm not sure. I got to tell you that people argue with me on this one. I don't think I always was. I was a class clown. I'm the oldest, so I really have a very serious side because I had to tell my siblings what to do, because that's what we do. And so I don't know if I was always funny, but I've got to tell you, recently I have been able to make fun at almost anything, and so I guess that's good. So maybe I'm just funny now. Maybe I've fallen to my fun.
Listen, I know Michael Kay has a million questions because Michael Kay is the entertainment guru of arts and all sorts of things on At Home with Victoria. So MK, when you saw the video and stuff, he emailed me and said, you know, said, she really is funny, Victoria. So what did you think of our lovely Sean?
Well, first of all, the lovely Sean Mason Spence is not only funny, but let's just say she's gorgeous. She is gorgeous.
Oh, aren't you
sweet?
Are you kidding me?
Honest to goodness. I speak the truth, Sean. But what I loved about you is that you're not only funny, but you're also clean. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I hate to be one of those old fuddy-duddies saying that, oh, well, at least she doesn't, you know, drop F-bombs and stuff, which sometimes are funny. But you're just good, clean, funny, and thanks for doing that.
Well, I really appreciate it. When I decided to pursue a career in comedy, I made a pretty much a line in the sand. But there were just some things that I wasn't going to talk about. I don't use profanity, and I don't talk about vulgar topics. And it's really interesting to get the range of responses. I mean, I've been places where they say, oh, just go ahead and curse, why don't you? I'm like, no, no, I don't need to. And people are surprised that we can really find, you know, just I just poke fun at life. I mean, I have 5 kids. This is a laugh
Michael
factory.
Michael K., wait, stop, stop the press. Michael K., can you believe that woman has 5 kids? And you've seen her. Can you believe she's got 5 kids? Are you kidding me?
I know.
You guys rock. Again, remember, Victoria has a lot of secrets. I'm just saying, you know, I tell people all the time, there are a lot of secrets. Don't believe everything that you see. But it really, they keep me going, and what probably was the most exciting part of my career is that I can have my kids sitting in the audience anytime that I do something.
Yeah.
And they can sit there and, you know, my youngest daughter loves this joke that I tell about my oldest son because he's like the big bully in the house, you know. And so she couldn't wait to come home and tell him, Mommy was talking about you on stage. And she asked her, well, what did she say? She said, I'm not telling. It's our secret. So, you know, it's just great because I poke fun at things that I think people all ages, all cultural backgrounds can relate to. I mean, I have a crazy mother. Oh, gosh, I don't know if she's listening.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't say
she's
crazy.
She's in the chat room.
Right, yeah, she's in the chat room. Uh-oh, be quiet. Mom's just quiet.
But, you know, and I'm not quite, let's say crazy, but my mother is very involved with her children. I mean, she is in every aspect of our lives. And it's really funny because now that she's retired, my dad are at home, I mean, she calls me with the craziest news stories. And I'm just like, Mom, could you turn the TV off? I don't need to know about this, you know. You know, someone died eating cookie dough, so I think you should stop eating. Like, Mom, why are you calling me about the cookie dough lady? I mean, you know, is this all you have to talk about? So, you
right.
know, I just talk about things that I think people can just relate to. You know, getting older, I'll be 40 this year. I talk a lot about being 40. And, you know, just anything that I think people can relate to.
And, you know, I'm just kind of looking inside the inside our chat room because, Sean, as we are live throughout the U.S., we also have a chat room. So there are folks that are listening to us, and they kind of make conversation in there and ask questions and all that good stuff. But Marilyn Bennett, who is helping us produce this show tonight, and she is from Tennessee, mentioned inside the chat room that, that she loves it, that it's clean humor, but more importantly, a kid can walk by and they're not going to cringe. And Marilyn, I mean, I think you're just so right, because the thing is that everybody seems to think, at least especially today in society, in order for you to have fun, that, you know, like Michael Kay said, you've got to drop the F-bomb and you've got to use all these crazy words and language. And that's just not true, because, you know, I'm no comedian historian, but I do remember back in the day a lot of the older comedians, you know, it was very rare that a lot of them were cursed. And, of course, that was during the time when, you know, you couldn't drop the F-bomb on television. So if there was a television special on, it really had to be something that was geared towards the entire family, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that a fellow comedian shared with me is that, honestly, as a clean comic, it's more challenging to be booked at open mics or at local settings. So I may not make a lot of money in sort of the day-to-day grind that many comedians have, but I also get opportunities to MC at conferences and do bigger events, so I get more exposure and larger audiences. So it really is, you have to sort of make a decision. What is it that you want from your career? And I think anyone has to make those decisions. You know, if you're going to be an engineer, you're going to be electrical, or you're going to be mechanical, you know, you just have to make a decision. And so I've really made a decision, and I am one of the few, if not the only, in the Baltimore region. So that's always so interesting when I say that to people, because people say, wow, I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the only other comedian that made it their mantra to actually do a clean show was Bill Cosby. I think he actually was one of the ones that just refused to use profanity in his act. But going back a little bit, I want to go ahead and touch on, you weren't always a comedian. You also have 12 years of life and business coaching underneath your belt, which has got to be fodder for a lot of material.
Yes.
yes, it is. One of the jokes that I tell people, I said, well, you know, I got so busy helping people that I got sick of people, so I decided to talk about people. That's not really telling the truth. It's not telling you the truth. I wanted to always give people a different perspective on life and really get them to think outside of the box. And so that was one of the reasons why I started coaching, is that people wanted – you know, I lived in the state of Michigan. I'm from Detroit, and a lot of people were losing jobs around the time that I started coaching. And it wasn't called coaching, it was called consulting. And it was really helping people to think differently because, you know, you've been working in this job for 15, sometimes 20 years.
Yeah.
Now you got to think about, what are your talents, what are your gifts? And so what I realized is that a lot of times people are so frustrated and stressed out that I just ended up cracking a joke. I just said, well, you know what, at least you got an extended vacation, you know. Don't you just love it?
Right.
It's just something to sort of make people feel like it's not the end of the world. I think you said it, Victoria, earlier, look at how so many people have been able to really get in touch with their creativity because they are not being, they're not in their traditional quote-unquote jobs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're being able to produce their own thing, produce their own revenue, whereas they might not have been able to do that, you know, without being, I mean, you know, kind of forced to do it. You know?
Right. And, you know, that was one of the reasons why I was so excited to hook up with Bill Lee, who was just on our show, a professional voiceover artist. Bill was one of these people who found me on Blog Talk Radio. He had, I think, listened to the show and kind of read what I was doing and said, hey, you know, I'm a professional voiceover. If you're interested in me doing some work for you, you know, I'd love to. I love what you're doing. But, you know, I think it actually takes people like him and it takes people like you, Sean, who are, you know, who are doing what they're supposed to do. And because I think when that happens, it really makes the universe a better place, sort of one person at a time for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, and really, it also helps to sort of open people up. the one thing, and I'm glad you brought up coaching, Michael K., because the one thing that I'm doing is actually developing a program that combines my coaching with humor and laughter as sort of a healing process and sort of a way to reach out to people. Because you know what? You hear that old saying, you know, if you want to make a stranger a friend, you smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
I always tell people, you want to make, you know, laughter is contagious.
It is.
You know, so I'm able to just, I mean, when Victoria and I connected at a conference, which, again,
yeah.
I thank you again for being such a woman of your word, it was like we knew each other. We're just smiling.
Forever.
Have you
mm-hmm.
seen Victoria smile? Oh, my gosh. You guys go
oh,
look
I know.
At that
Believe
badge.
It.
I'm like,
and they're
hello,
all,
you can make me
and they're all
get a Vivalon or something.
You know, Sean and Michael K., I think I probably want to say at least once or twice a month, it never fails, on Facebook, I always get a message with somebody always asking me about my teeth. So I always, every now and then, like to put this out. They are my teeth. All of them are mine. I've never had them bleached. I've never had them whitened. They really are my teeth. So God bless me with a lot of teeth and a huge smile, so I just like to smile a lot.
I love it. They are my teeth. I love it. See,
yeah,
you know, you have to do like 2 minutes talking about these really are my teeth. I mean, everything that we think, I mean, that's funny stuff, you know? So that's why I have been excited about comedy. And also, it was something that nobody thought I would ever do. Everybody thought I was going to wimp out.
And not do it,
you know?
Huh?
And not do it. They thought I wasn't going to do it. I told
Well, speaking of doing it, you've got, tell us about some events coming up that you've got. Are they in Baltimore? And also, when you finish telling us that, where can all of my fans and listeners follow you and find you? So tell us all that good stuff.
Oh, wow. That's all good stuff. I am a little bit of everywhere. I actually am going to be at the Holiday Inn College Park this Friday. And that's going to be a great show, all clean comedians, and we're just going to get up there and have a great time, men and women. And then I actually am having my book party on Sunday, April 3rd in Baltimore at the Wedding Library and Cafe. I have a new book coming out talking about this sort of very thing. Thank you. It is funny. The title is Funny Is Just Funny, A Comedian's Journey to Life and Laughter. It's a tongue twister. It's a tongue twister. But it is really, this entire conversation that we're having, it's really just in book form. And I'm just kind of ranting about different experiences that I've had. Like my children, I told you, they are a hoot. And really some of the crazy experiences I have at Target is actually featured in the book as well. Because I have really interesting experiences at Target. I know this is not a sponsorship ad, but it really is just
right.
some of the wildest things. You know, I had an older Jewish woman who was too short to reach something at the top of her shelf, and she said, "Excuse me, dearie, could you reach up and get this?" I said, "No problem." And I get it. She says, "Oh, thank you." She says, "You know what? You remind me of Diana Ross's daughter. Are you Jewish?" I'm like, "No." Should I be?
Good question.
I'm like, and I'm like, "This is good." Question. And then I got a little confused because she continued to tell me. She says, "Well, you know, she's beautiful. You're a beautiful girl. But she's biracial. You know, I think that's important." So they're going, okay.
That's
funny. Important while I reach. So,
and
you know,
one thing about older people, too, that made me think of it because my grandmother's the same thing. One thing about older people, they really do say whatever it is that they want to say. I mean, they're not shy about saying anything.
Yes, absolutely. And it is it's just so hilarious because I appreciate it, Victoria, because people, I'm approachable. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's the thing
mm-hmm.
that really sort of warms my heart because, you know, I've had little kids come up to me because one time I was also, again, at Target. I swear I'm not making this up. And I was singing under my breath the Backyardigans theme song,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have children with me. So the little kid in the car ahead starts singing along with me. And his parents are sitting there going, "Why are you singing the Backyardigans theme song?" And the little kid's like, "She started singing it." And I said, "Oh, I think that would be me. I think that's my fault that I'm singing children's theme songs with other little kids." So, you know, I'm working on getting a life of my own. But, you know, it's just all kind of intertwined. It's all intertwined. Yeah. So.
So we can find you on Facebook. Are you on Twitter? You got a website?
Yeah, oh my gosh, yes. You can find me on Facebook. SeanMasonSpence.com is my fan page. Twitter, I'm at ComicSMSpence. And I'm also, honestly, I'm on LinkedIn. I am pretty socially linked. I tell people my networks because I really am everywhere. And, of course, you get my website. That's the same place you can buy the book. And anyone who buys the book before the book signing gets a great little secret bonus. They'll get a private email, and they'll get a chance to have some private sessions with me. And, you know, I love to connect with people. I think that's what I got. I listened to Bill earlier, and I said on the chat board, I loved how he was passionate about his work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm really passionate about connecting with people. So I tell people, if you post something on my fan page, if you send me something on Twitter, I respond. Because I think it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
I mean, you get to connect with so many people. I mean, you know, Michael K sends me these messages. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's cool. Let me make him my friend. Let me post on the page.
He is very cool too. Yeah, he is very cool. So I have to, you know, and something else that I have to do every now and then, Sean, I have to tell everybody out there in radio land, in TV land, and cyber land. Back up off of Michael K because he's mine, okay? He's the news lady. Nobody else can have him except for me. Okay?
We could have a cyber romance.
Okay.
We do. We're actually married in cyber world.
Why didn't you tell me that? I'm getting jealous now. You know how I feel about those cyber romances. But because I like Sean, I think it'll be okay. She's a sweetheart. And, you know, hell, she's got 5 kids. She's not going to have time for you, Michael K. Are you kidding me?
No, she's far too busy. Absolutely. And I ain't going to Target. I'm telling you that much.
What's that? Don't, especially the one that's by me, because they all know me. They all know me. And
there,
oh my gosh, I want to ask, am I ever in Tennessee? I am actually going on tour this summer with the book. Tennessee is not on the list, but you know what, Barbara? If you want me to come to Tennessee, email me. Put it on Facebook. I'll come. I mean, I have family in Memphis. I love Nashville, by the way. That Grand Ole Opry. Have you guys been there? Opryland or whatever that place is?
I haven't. I haven't yet, no.
I've been through there but didn't have the chance to stop. And Michael, Barbara is absolutely wonderful. So, Barbara, you need to make sure that you guys – connect with each other on Facebook. But Sean, listen, the clock is running out of time on us, so you have to come back and visit again. I just quickly wanted to get you on because I told you that I would, so we'll book another date where we can have a full show and talk a little bit more. So, sweetie, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate
it. No problem. You guys were wonderful. Thank you so much. And your chat room is awesome as well. They know where to find me.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. God bless. We love you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. God bless you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Love you guys too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Don't you just love Sean? You only just met her.
How wonderful
today,
is
yesterday.
She?
Yeah. And she's so cute. Are you kidding me? When I first found out she had 5 kids, I said, you have got to be. I mean, and Michael, the thing is, of course, I've seen her in person. Tall, you know,
really?
Just beautiful. And I look at her body, I'm thinking, how in the world do you have 5 kids looking like that? But she's such a sweetheart. I like her a lot.
Well, 5 kids, she's running a lot. That's how she keeps the weight off. But,
yeah,
I love her
true.
Tons. And funny as all get up. But, Vic, I'm very excited to go ahead and tell you about this new guy I found named Drew Stevens.
Please do. Do tell.
Drew Stevens, a guy out by your way. He's from Sykesville, Maryland. He was born in England, now in the States. He was one of the top 10 finalists in America's Got Talent a couple years ago. And a friend of mine, Mike Cullop, directed me to Drew Stevens. You can find him at Drew Stevens Music, and it's DrewStevyns music.com. All of his links, all of his videos. It also has links to the Reverb Nation, his iTunes account, and also both of his albums are actually going to be on Amazon.com. First album is called Waiting, and the second album is called Please Excuse the Machine. But Vic, I'm very, very happy to introduce to you Mr. Drew Stevens Cold. So just give me the word and I'll play it. Thanks to everybody in chat and Marilyn. You did a great job in producing chat today. So that's what I have to say.
And also, who else was there? Barbara was there with us, and Sean, who was on the air. And I saw Vincent the Bay dropped in for a couple of seconds. He's also a host on BTR. So we always love it when you visit us inside the chat room. And don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, on Facebook, and Michael K and I have shows pretty much every week at 8 o'clock. So I'm looking forward to hearing this song. So I say you go ahead and push the button.
You got it. Good night, everybody. Good night, Vic.
I'm cold and nothing can move me. Nothing can save me. Leave it alone. It changed.
Home with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.